Well, in addition to all this composing and conducting and performing, you've also written a biography about a flutist. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, this is kind of interesting. You know, I think I mentioned earlier the Italian flutist, Severino Gazzaloni, who was a real inspiration to me, and I think who was a real pioneer in paving the way for exploration of new flute possibilities in the 20th century. I haven't written a biography of him, but the fact is he created an autobiography in the 1980s when he was getting on in years. It's an autobiography that was published in Italy. And because Gazzaloni was a celebrity, you know, in the United States, it's pretty near impossible for a flutist to become a celebrity. You know, you exist in the classical music world and that's where you exist. But in Italy, at least in the 70s and 80s, Gazzaloni was playing prickly avant-garde challenging flute music, and he was also appearing on national television on variety shows, improvising with pop singers, the leading pop singers of the day. So if you talk to any Italian person who, you know, was awake and aware in the 1970s and 80s and mentioned Severino Gazzaloni, they know him. He was a national icon. So he wrote this sort of celebrity autobiography that I knew nothing about until a former student of mine gave it to me one day for my birthday. And I read the book and I thought, gee, this is really, you know, interesting. He led a very interesting life. And because I'm interested in the Italian language and I study the language, I do a lot of reading in Italian, I said, hey, why don't I translate this? And so I've made a translation of the book. And because I'm a very lazy person, I haven't really done anything about getting it published. But I think it should be published because the centenary of Gazzaloni's birth will be within a few years. I think he was born in 1918 or 19. So, you know, the 100th anniversary is approaching soon. And he was sufficiently important as a flutist, not just in Italy, but I think for his championing of new flute music, you know, he was important to all of us who play the instrument. I'm very optimistic that it'll be possible to get the autobiography published and in circulation by that 100th anniversary. So I'm working toward that.
Well, that sounds like a worthy project. And I know you're still performing because you just performed in a special concert for Jerry Owen.
Yeah, every 10 years, Jerry gives himself a birthday concert, which is a wonderful idea. And the pieces that are played on it were pieces written during the preceding 10 years since the last concert. And I played a wonderful piece for contrabass, guitar, and flute with some wonderful musicians, one of whom is from the Cedar Falls area, Todd Seeley, a superb guitarist, and also a fine contrabassist from the University of Iowa. More recently, actually, in early June, I gave my first combination flute and accordion performance. I was on the faculty of a festival called June in Buffalo, which takes place at the University at Buffalo in Buffalo, New York. And at a local cabaret, I gave a performance playing some of my music and some other contemporary flute music. And then I also played and sang with the accordion Neapolitan songs. I'm a big fan of Neapolitan popular music and like to learn and sing it in dialect. And of course, how do you learn Neapolitan song? Well, thank goodness for the internet and YouTube. I mean, I can listen to some of the greatest artists from that tradition and learn from them and imitate them and then go off on my own just sitting in Strawberry Point, Iowa. I don't even have to travel to Naples, Italy, much less to Naples, Florida. And the internet is wonderful. You know, if I hear of a new composer or of some exceptional premiere, I can go on the internet and, you know, find out so much and in fact, hear the music of that person in most cases. So if I want to be isolated in Strawberry Point, I can be, but I can also be in touch with the whole world in a way that wouldn't have been possible even 10 or 15 years ago. So something to be thankful for, at least I feel thankful for that.